And it's time to take a look at week 9 of the high school football season, the last week of the regular season before we get playoffs underway. And yes, it's the final week of the regular season, but we have some pretty good football games coming up to take us into the playoffs.
Yeah, this is a sad and a happy time of the year. You know, it's a sad time that the regular season's over, and you can't believe it's over.
True.
Right? But we know next week starts one and done, and that's an exciting time for all teams in the area.
Okay, let's say we take a look at Griffith and Wheeler kicking off week 9 of the season. What do you think?
I think this will be a good game. Griffith has improved throughout the season. Since their quarterback, Carson Crow, has come back, they have really put some points on the board. And Wheeler has been up and down. You know, they played very well with teams that they should play well with. And then they struggled a little bit with other teams. So this is at Wheeler, and I'm picking Wheeler for this one.
Okay, Whiting and Boone Grove have an interesting situation here. They play one another in week 9, and then they play one another in week 1 of the playoffs.
Yes, you know, that is, I don't like that. I think that there has to be some way that they can move that around, that they don't have to do that. Because that's so hard to play the same team. If you know, and Boone Grove, you know, last week had 66 points they scored. Mm-hmm. If they do something like that tonight, then, you know, you're looking at how do those kids react? So I am taking Boone Grove with a win here. They're playing so well. Majerski and Van and Eriks, mm-hmm. Boy, have they played well. I'm taking Boone in this one.
Okay, moving on to Crown Point, Michigan City. I heard you guys on Prep Football Report yesterday. Michigan City getting better.
They're getting better. They have been up and down. But they're starting to put some points on the board. But, you know, this is at Crown Point. And Crown Point lost a tough one to Chesterton last week. And, you know, if Crown Point's defense, which I think is very, very good, can hold and keep Michigan City in check, I think Crown Point can win this ball game. I like the fact that Crown Point has some good receivers out there, and they've got a running back, Walters, who can just scoot.
Moving on now, Hobart and Lowell going at it, a game that you picked Hobart to win.
Yeah, it's at home. Hobart has played so well defensively. Riley Johnson has taken over at quarterback, and he was quarterback last year, but he has played so much better with maturity this year. And, DJ Lipke, you know, he's averaging four touchdowns every single week. So it's going to be tough. Now, I was shocked that Lowell was shut out last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I have some question about if Lowell's defense can stop Hobart's offense. But, again, you know, Coach Kilmer always has those kids ready for this game. This is a tough matchup.
And finally, we have Chesterton going up against Maryville. Your pick, Pirates 28-24.
Yeah, and I really like this as a game of the week. Maryville and Chesterton. Maryville has something to come back from. You know, they've got to prove that they are the number two team in the conference. They lost a tough one to Valparaiso. And here you've got, now they come in with Chesterton, who I feel has really had an outstanding season. I think you mentioned in the interview that we had on PFR that, they were, or maybe it was on the radio, mm-hmm. that they only won like 4 games last year.
Yeah.
And they've got a chance to be second in conference this year if they can beat Maryville on the road. This is a key matchup. You've got offense versus defense. You've got Maryville's lightning offense with Whitehead and Rodriguez splitting the quarterback's possessions. Whitehead the thrower, Rodriguez is the running quarterback, and they've done a really good job with that combination. But you can't forget Howard and Glass on the wings.
Yeah.
They are speedsters. In fact, we need to congratulate Jeremiah Howard, who signed with, or committed to, I shouldn't say signed, mm-hmm. committed to Northern Illinois. One heck of a Division I school. It's in the MAC.
Let me cut in real quick and say this. Coach Cease talked about how the kid really worked hard this year. Nobody had any clue who he was coming into this season. His grades got better. His play got better. Glad to see he got the order correct in this,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Well deserved by Mr. Howard.
Yes. And then you got on the other side Chesterton, who's got, you know, this young quarterback, Mullen, who played a little bit at the end of the last year, but all of a sudden has exploded onto the scene.
Now, you talking about football-wise or doing my job-wise?
Oh, both. He could use that tape when he wants to go into radio and TV.
He did well.
Yes, he did. But, I mean, he's number one in the area still as a passer, the most yardage. And he's got, you know, he's got great receivers. Slatkoff is an outstanding receiver. Pickering is another outstanding. And as you asked, and Coach Peterson last night on the interview mentioned, his running game is getting better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be a key because you know that Maryville's quarterbacks are quick, they're physical. And if Maryville gets a good rush on Chesterton, they're going to cause problems for Mullen. So that offensive line of Chesterton had better be awake for tomorrow's game. Or
by the way,
game.
Is Mullen making a run towards area MVP right now? Because right now, to me, it's Van. But is Mullen in the has a chance to catch up?
I certainly think so. I don't think that there's any catching up to do. I think that Van and Mullen are pretty equal here. Now, remember, Van is not the leading rusher in the area.
Yeah.
But he is the leading scorer, which is more important. He has 24 touchdowns. Mullen is the leading passer in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a situation right now, if we were done with the season, I'd make him co-MVPs.
Oh, come on, man. You got to stick your neck out there. Co-MVPs, come
the
on.
The season's not over.
But you said if it was over.
If it was over.
I mean, a man who does predictions every week and you can't do this one?
You know what? We had the same discussion last year.
Yeah. That's very
we
true.
We had Cole.
Yeah. There you go. That way everybody's happy, right?
Right.
But all kidding aside, I will see you later on tonight, 6 o'clock, with the Scoreboard Show.
All right, buddy. We'll see you then.
We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock. See you tonight.